I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. We got a couple of fine guests. They are sponsors of this fine program and this fine station. I got Matthew Bureau and Paul Perdue with Pyramid Telephone and Security. Gentlemen, welcome back to the big show. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Now, let's make sure we got them both on microphone here. Step up a little bit closer, if you would, there, Matthew.
Hi, how's it going?
You got them? You got them? All right. We're all good. Gentlemen, welcome back. And wanted to reintroduce you guys. You guys are sponsors on the show. And I'm going to start with you, Paul. You guys are in the phone system business, and you guys are in the security business. And Paul, you're sort of the security wing of the industry of this particular company. So let's talk about that if we could. What type of systems are you guys installing?
Monitored burglar alarm systems, door access systems, cameras. That's pretty much it on the security end of things. We do some fire alarm systems. But not too many.
Okay.
Mostly cameras and monitored burglar alarm systems and a bit door access.
And Paul, I've seen some headlines. I'm not trying to scare anybody out there in the world, but you know, there are people that are breaking into, be it private residences or vehicles that are left unlocked, et cetera. Have you seen an increased demand for your guys' services here of late?
Well, we've been getting a lot of requests for camera systems. We've got a lot going in this fall, so hopefully we can get them all in before it gets cold.
Well, I don't want to forget about our pal Matthew over here. Matthew, welcome back. Let's talk about the phone systems for just a minute. Phone systems, man. Tell me a little bit more about phone systems, because other than the one I got, I'm a little unfamiliar. What kind of systems do you guys work with?
Well, we're dealers for IPEX and for Vertical Communications. We install digital key systems and voice over IP systems. After today, apparently we also install systems other people have bought off of Amazon and then figured out after they got them, they didn't know how to install them.
So now people are calling you to see if you can install the systems they bought privately?
Yeah, we do that now too. So
now Tina, who works at Pyramid, told me you guys had it sort of change, or at least people changed how they deal with phones and interact with each other. I know Zoom has become a big deal for us here in broadcast. Describe some of the changes and how that's affected people's use of their phones.
A lot of it now is people want to be able to have the same number if they call into their place of business. They want to be able to get that call on their cell phone as well. And when COVID hit, you know, it seemed like everybody started working from home, so that, you know, there was a big rush for that as well.
Is that called customizable, or is that something different?
As far as...
Well,
every customer is different, so I guess it's all custom.
Yeah, I get that. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a couple of fine guests. They are sponsors of this fine program. They're in business locally, a locally owned firm. They're called Pyramid Telephone and Security. I got Matthew Bureau and Paul Perdue here with me. So, customizable. Gentlemen, I got to think, and neither one of you guys take this, but when a client calls you, they've got specific needs. How do you help flush out, be it on the phone side, be it on the security side, how do you help the client flush out their needs?
You want to take this one?
Well, we have to meet. Usually we meet with the customer and at least for security stuff, see what they want to cover. If they're wanting to put cameras in or a monitored security alarm, what they would need.
And do people... generally, because if I approached you, man, you'd have to teach me something. Do people have gaps in their knowledge, or do they go to the internet first and have a pretty clear understanding of what they're hoping to accomplish?
A little of both. You won't have any gaps in your knowledge, you know, by the time we're done meeting with you. You know, we'll answer all your questions and customize a system to your needs that you'll actually use. If it's too complicated, most people just find they won't use it.
And how about remote? I've got remote properties. I've got a transmitter site for an FM, transmitter site for an AM. Well, you know, I'm just hoping nobody's breaking into those spots. How can people remote access? Not everyone's going to have a keypad at the house. Some of these systems are going to be for remote locations. How does that work, Paul?
Usually we'll install a cellular communicator
okay.
on the system. And with the app on a smartphone, that will give you the remote access in to arm and disarm it and to receive the notifications anytime something happens, if the system gets armed or disarmed or the alarm goes off. I use this at my house. We use it at our shop. And 100% of the time, I'll get the text from the system before our monitoring center calls you to let you know, hey, your alarm went off.
And am I going to be able to figure it out, or am I going to need my teenager to do this for me, Paul?
Oh, it's a real easy-to-use app. It's so easy to use that pretty much anybody can figure it out. If you can read, you can figure it out. It's the
well, challenging for me, but perhaps attainable for the average. Matthew, I want to ask you at least one more question about the phones. Help me understand, when should people consider upgrading their phone systems? When do you see new clients, or when do you recommend, hey, maybe it's time for you to consider?
It's a couple different things. On an older system, it could be just that it's so old that the quality of those phones, you just can't hear, or people can't hear you. That's definitely time to change. Could be that you want, you know, some of those extra features. You know, when my desk phone rings, I want my cell phone to ring as well. On your older system, that, you know, probably wasn't an option. So it depends whether features wise, sound quality wise. You know, there's a couple different reasons why. Cost wise, if with POTS lines or with plain old telephone service, if you have enough of those lines, odds are that you can lower your bill if you switch over to SIP trunking. So now any of those
money savings, that sounds good. But time, we are short. Gentlemen, if people want to get started, if they need more information before they can make a decision, how do they set an appointment? How do they reach out to Pyramid?
Call us.
Give them the phone number.
608-273-9300.
One more time. Or Google it at Pyramid Telephone and Security. Sorry to cut you short. Matthew Perreault, he does phones. Paul Perdue, he does security.